one nation under God. You have to surrender. Surrender yourself to God. Let Him have all of you. Don't hold back anything. Anything you hold back is something that God can't work with you. Give it all to God. Surrender all. Hallelujah.
Right.
God.
Y'all stand with me. Pray with us as we do each and every Sunday morning. The prayer that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Before Gene sings your song, I want to read you one thing. The foundations of our society and of our government rest so much on the teachings of the Bible that it would be difficult to support them if faith in these teachings would cease to be practically universal in our country. Calvin Coolidge. Gene, song. God, amen. God is good. You guys are getting good. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. My body, my body, my body. Hallelujah. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him? Or the sons of man that you are mindful of him? Bow down, you heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Stretch out your hand from above, Lord. Rescue me and deliver me out of the great waters from the hands of foreigners. Hallelujah. Psalm 144. Thank you, Lord. Everybody.
A vast and splendid monument, not of oppression and
but of wisdom, of peace, and of liberty, upon which the world may gaze with admiration forever. Daniel Webster. I like this one a lot because of who said it. You can only protect your liberties in this world by protecting the other man's freedom. You can only be free if I am free. Clarence Darrow. Anybody know that name? He started the ACLU. He was the founder. That's what he said. You can only be free if I am free. Opportunity. Say that with me. Opportunity is missed because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. That man was a little smarter than me. His name, Thomas Edison. Hallelujah. The Congress of the United States recommends and approves the Holy Bible for use in all schools. 1782. The Declaration of Independence laid the cornerstone of human government upon the precepts of Christianity. John Adams. On the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, it says the Christian religion is the best religion that has ever been given to man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You guys are good. Let every student, how many? Every student. I wish there were more students here today because these people were smarter than me. Let every student be plainly instructed and earnestly pressed to consider well. The main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. And seeing the Lord only giveth wisdom, let everyone seriously set himself by prayer, Sergio, in secret to seek it of him. The original handbook from Harvard University. Can't make it up. I'm just telling you what it says. Very good. Well, yeah. There were so many that my brain just went on overload. I would tell you this. I would tell you to look up George Washington's farewell address. I've just started reading it. In my book, the print is so small, and it's a. But I would ask you to look it up and read what he said in his farewell address, and you will see the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding he had about building a country. I could tell you things, but it just would get lost because there's so much. But I would say, if you're really interested in wanting to know the founding fathers and what they stood for, amen. That would be something. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Father, we know that this country, we know the founders built it on you. We've got so much proof. We got their words that the instructions of the Bible, the instructions that you give us to live a good life, to build a good country, be united in one under God, be together, would make us blessed, would make us a country that all the rest of the world would look at to want to be like, to come to have the dream that we have in America, freedom. Freedom to choose whether we like something or not, whether we agree with something or not. Freedom to be a carpenter, freedom to be an electrician, freedom to not work at all, freedom to study, freedom to just simply live and go where we want to go at any hour we want to go there. We know that there's a cost to that freedom. We know that the cost is huge. And we know that those who stand in front of that freedom, those who fight for us, those who defend that freedom, have the largest cost of all. Those are the ones who guard our freedom. The men and women who serve this country with that heart, with that God leading them. We know, Lord, that what they have to do is the impossible. But we know, Lord, that we can't have peace without just the power being present to protect that peace. These men and women went places and sacrificed all for that belief that all men were created equal. They didn't go there asking for something. They didn't go there taking something back. They went there to keep people free, to keep people in a place where they could live the life that God has blessed them with. This Memorial Day that we celebrate, although we celebrate it in a way and we say Happy Memorial Day, it's not what it's for. It's to remember each and every person who gave their life with you in their hearts and you behind them leading them for freedom that allows us today to stand in this church in Derby, Connecticut and talk about you, talk about God, talk about the Bible, free from any attacks, from any religion, from any people, from any person. Protected by those people who serve. We thank you, Lord, for this country. But Lord, we thank you that you place people in the head and the foundation of this country who knew you well, who understood your ways, who gave us the blueprint to have the greatest country in the world and the planet that you created, Lord, contrary to some people's beliefs. I have to stand in faith and say, Lord, I know you created this. That's my faith. Lord, we lift up the families who lost those who served, because we know that the families who were here while they were in Europe and Asia were serving right here every day, every minute, looking at the phone, praying to you. We lift them up and remember that we cannot be free without the power in front of us to keep us free. And we cannot be free unless we're united as one, because a house divided will fall. We need to get back to the one that the founders taught us about, Jesus Christ, and build our foundation from him, and build it over again and over again with him as the foundation. Because the Bible promises that if my people who are called by my name should humble themselves and pray, you will heal our land. So those who say this is the end, I say I just rebuke that. Because God said he will heal our land. It just takes us praying and humbling and believing and calling. Especially on this day, remembering those who gave it all so we could be here today. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you blessed us with, and bless those families, and let those memories ring out loud, and just ring it out, letting know that they're the reason why we're here today, in Jesus' name. Amen. We need more of God, amen? Give him praise, church. Now, I know there's people today in our church who served. Can you lift up your hands and you stand up and let us know who in our church has served? Deacon Bill, Brother George, raised you, let up everybody know that they gave their time. David, thank you. Bill Kohler, thank you for serving. They served. They gave their time. You might say, I disagree with the military. I disagree with war. That doesn't matter. They didn't. They stood on the front lines. They kept and believed in God and believed what they were doing was protecting us. Amen. And this is the day we remember them and respect them. And that's why I tell you, according to the Bible. And you might have met a policeman you didn't like. I have. I tell you what, I met a cop in New York that just didn't like him at all. But that doesn't mean that I stop respecting all police officers. And I tell you that only because the Bible says that we show respect to authority. If you feel like you're wronged, you have a place for that. But at the time you're facing authority, you show them respect, and you begin already to prove them wrong about what they think about you. Amen. But if they come against you and you come right back against them, you've proved them right. So the Bible says you want to prove those who come against you wrong. You show respect. You show the Christian side of you, the inner side of you, where Jesus didn't attack anybody. He just stood there until he had a chance to defend himself in the places he needed to. Amen. That's what this is all about. That's what authority is all about. And that's what that military, those people who chose to put a uniform on and say, I'm going to go overseas. Our son David, 6 years in the United States Navy. He served 4 years in Japan that he couldn't come home because he was stationed there and he had no way of coming home. He gave that. He gave his time because he loved his country and he loved what he was doing. Amen? And that's why people serve. Not because they hate. Because if you hate war, then you want to serve because you want to make sure that war doesn't happen. Because the stronger the power is, the less anybody is going to attack it. Amen? But the second the power gets weak, other people think it's time. Are you with me? Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter if you agree or disagree about war. You have to agree that we have to be strong. We have to be strong to face it. And I thank those who served. And this is what this day is about. Amen. World War I. 116,708 lost their life. World War I. World War II, 407,300 lost their life to serve, to protect at home and abroad for the promise. They gave their life for the promise of peace and freedom. They went there not asking. They went there not taking. They went there to help, to protect. Amen? I know that we'll leave some out, and I don't mean to. I'm just want to explain what we're celebrating today. 1861 to 1865, this country was at war, called the Civil War. Amen? To set people free. They said that the free slavery wasn't the only reason, but it was a main reason. Amen? 620,000. The estimate between that and 750 today, they say the new count is 750,000 people died to set people free, to right the wrongs, amen, as you want to say, in the Civil War that we fought, amen. 750, that's 10% of all northern males between the age of 20 and 45 gave their life to set people free. I think that the debt is there. I think that that's where the debt should start being repaid myself. That's an opinion. But I think that those people gave their life so other people could be free in this country. Amen? To set them free. Hallelujah. Something you may not know. General Lee did not intend to surrender, but planned to regroup at Appomattox, where supplies were to be waiting, and then continue the war. Grant chased Lee, got in front of him, and when Lee got to the courthouse in Appomattox, they were surrounded. And it said after an initial battle, Lee decided the fight was now hopeless. Amen. Lee saw too much. Amen. Remember now, church, you've been with me a while. Remember the story I told you about Sheba and Solomon. Dominic, you remember. Sheba, the queen, she had everything. She had pride. She had wealth beyond anything that anybody knew. And she went to see Solomon. She went there proud, and she brought all sorts of things she was going to bless him with. And when she got there and saw all that God had blessed Solomon with, and she saw his wealth, she saw how the people loved Solomon, how his servants loved him, how people loved him because they loved him, not because they had to, but because of the man that he was. Amen. Her spirit left her. It means her pride went gone. Because why? She saw too much. We read about Red Cloud. Do you remember Red Cloud? I did that. We did the sermon about Red Cloud. He was the Sioux warrior, the chief. The chief before Sitting Bull was Red Cloud, and they fought many wars against the armies. And then they finally had a treaty, and they brought Red Cloud to Washington, D.C. Remember I told you that story? He came to Washington, and General Grant met him, and he brought him down and said, come on, Red Cloud, let me show you something. And General Grant showed him the arsenal that the United States had, all the guns and everything that they had, and Red Cloud looked at that, and his spirit left him. Amen. Did he fight a battle? No. He didn't have to, because his spirit left him. Now, did Red Cloud stop being an Indian that day? No. He saw too much. Amen. In just a few weeks, in August, I believe August 6th is the day that this country dropped a bomb on Hiroshima. You can say whether it was right or wrong, that's how you can feel about it. The Japanese saw that and didn't believe. And then they dropped the second one. And then the Japanese said they saw too much. And they stopped. They saw too much. Amen? Let me tell you what the United States did after that. You might not know. Maybe you haven't read. I know some people do. It was called the Marshall Plan. Anybody ever hear of that, guys? Anybody know about that? General George Marshall. George. Secretary of State at the time devised a plan, got together with Congress to rebuild and help Europe recover after the war, because they knew that we had to do that. We helped Japan recover after the war. The United States of America, imagine that, after the war, helped these countries that we fought with just before to rebuild. Now you can read and you can study more and you can see the Marshall Plan had other things, and there were people in Congress who disagreed. I'm just saying that what we did after the war was go right back to where we fought, right back to Japan, right back to Europe, and help them, help Germany rebuild their industry and their country so that those people could again live in freedom. Amen. Those people could live with a hope and a dream. This country did that. I know we're going to be 240 years old in a few weeks, and I know we make mistakes, but you just think about 240 years, that's how long the United States of America has been here, compared to the countries in Europe, compared to the years in the hundreds and thousands of years. And you look and see what we've done as a country, how we've grown as a country, and it started with God. People say that we're not a Christian nation. I guess they haven't read any of these quotes. I guess they haven't understood what Thomas Jefferson said. And they didn't understand George Washington and John Adams. Amen. It was built on who? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. For anybody that says it's too late, you don't know that paragraph. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Forgive our sins and heal our land. You simply have to ask God for forgiveness for your iniquities. Humble yourself before God. Your friends will see that. The enemies that you have, the Bible said, will come to you. They will come to you. They will see the difference. They will see the change. But it's never too late. Amen. Say that with me. It's never too late. If my people who are called by my name, thank you, Lord. Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven's rescued land praise the power that has made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause it is just. And this be our motto, in God is our trust. and the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. That's the third verse of our national anthem. In God we trust. This country makes mistakes because it's made by human hands, but we make it heal with God. Your lives may have done things in your life, but God has brought you to a place where healing begins. You have done things in your life and you feel bad about, but God has already erased them from the memory of your sin. He's erased them, thrown them away. Your iniquities are gone, covered by the blood. So what you did yesterday is gone. What you get to do today is what it's all about. This church, I'm going to be here for Derby Day. I canceled the work we're going to do. I'm praying that we have things to pass out. I'm seeing flags and banners flying. I'm seeing this church alive. I'm seeing this church where people this time cannot pass by because they passed by before because we had nothing to show them. But I'm praying in my heart that your fire is getting so lit that when Derby Day comes, you're going to want to be here just to talk about this church, your church that's changing this town. Amen. That's how it happens. That's how the victory begin for Christ. Amen. Give him praise, church, and God bless America. And that's the, and what's beautiful about that is you acknowledge that all the presence of God you want in your life. See, and I think that that's where church really is becoming real to you. See, God is real to you when you feel like on Wednesday you haven't spoken to him enough. Because I can guarantee you there's some of us that 20 years ago didn't spend 10 minutes with God for a year. Except to say words about God that had nothing to do with blessing him. But it's such, and I shared with him because I want you to know that we're all in this battle. We all miss the time with God. But don't feel like you didn't do something on Thursday, because today's Sunday and now you got a chance to say, hi, Lord, how you doing? Thanks for this day. We're going to go on a picnic, Lord. Could you come with us? Could the angels be with us, Lord? Can you open a door, Lord, where I can tell somebody else about you today? You see, there's tomorrow. There's always hope. Amen. But I just wanted to share that with you because I go through the same things every week. Did I spend enough time on my sermon? Is my sermon long enough? Most of the times it's too long. But they won't tell me that because they love me. But you see, this is where church, the unity and learning and wanting and sharing makes us stronger as a whole. Amen. Give them praise, church. I say each Sunday, imagine a friend who's done so much for you. So much for you, and all I ask is you just remember what they did for you. And Jesus gave all, covered us in his blood, and forgiveness, and entrance to the throne room, everything, eternal life included. And he just simply said, do this in remembrance of him in Jesus' name.